And then I've been up in the Delta to several places, but mostly to Greenwood. I've been there a number of times, and I've been to Greenville and Duncan. There's another place up there I went to just one time, and I forgot what they called it. My nephew was living there. Now, I haven't been... Now, within a 50-mile radius, I'd say, I had just about covered it. I've just
yes,
been
ma'am.
Here young enough. Well, you know, when you go from Jackson to Gulfport, you get about went from one side of Mississippi to the other.
That's right. That's right. That's a pretty good way.
And the line from Mississippi to Tennessee is not so very far, you know, and I've been plumb out of Mississippi going up that way, but...
Is there any one place in Mississippi that you'd like to visit better than the others?
In Mississippi. I think that I would have to say now that I would like to visit on the Gulf Coast better than any other place in Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
I like the coast all right, and then I've got more relatives, loved ones down there.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't go there now because I don't feel like going, but that's where I would like to go. My sister-in-law spent 3 nights with me. It's Friday night, Saturday night, and Tuesday night that lives down there.
What about outside the state? Do you have a favorite place that you visited?
Well, yeah, I think outside of the state that I would like El Paso better. El Paso, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever been to El Paso?
I've never been that far west. About as far as I've been.
I like the temperature there. And, well, now I'll tell you. My son of being an officer in the Air Force, naturally I met lots of the officers and their wives.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were all nice to me, and I just made lots, and I used to go out there often. And he'd get me a room and get me an apartment, and I'd stay in there and I'd cook and he'd come and eat with me. And he is bad about bringing his friends in to eat with him. And we went to church there and everything. And I like El Paso. I believe if I was going to take my choice about which place that I would enjoy going to most now, to out of Mississippi, I would say El Paso, Texas.
Is it a big place?
Oh, it's a real city. And it's so much bigger now than it was the last time I went there. They've added on, and my son lives in the new part now.
Yes, ma'am.
And since he has retired. And now I liked it in Wortham, Texas. That's on out there from Dallas, you know, about 80 miles from Dallas. On out to where that hot wind blows every day. I didn't like that. And then at night, have to sleep under a quilt.
Oh, no.
And I didn't like their climate. But my mother's people lived there, and I loved all of them.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't think I would go back there to stay very long. Now, my brown relatives had come to see me not long ago, it was in August. they didn't live at Wortham and Streetman when we were out there. Oh, they were, my first cousin was off in the Army, and my uncle was raised at Texarkana, and we didn't go to Texarkana. And he was a little bit boy then. Now, my half uncle, and he's just 58, and me 85, and
about
86. I told him he felt more like my nephew. He'd put his arms around my shoulders and look down at me. He's kind of tall, and he'd say, "My little niece." Well, I am his niece, but weren't that funny?
Oh, it sure is.
Well, now, how come all this? My grandmother died. Her children was all grown and married. And my granddaddy married again.
Oh.
And married a young widow. She just had one little boy. Then she had three children by my grandpa.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's how come he with a young uncle. Two uncles.